Pesachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli, Daf Ayin Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Ches, on the base of the Mishnah. Nitma HaBasa VeChelev Kayim, Ein Zorek Es Adam. If the flesh became tummy but the fats did not, he does not throw the blood, as the main purpose of the sacrifice is for human consumption. Nitma HaChelev HaBasa Kayim, Zorek Es Adam. If the fats became tummy but the flesh did not, he throws the blood. Uve Mikdoshim, Ein Okein El Afapisha, Nitma HaBasa VeChelev Kayim, Zorek Es Adam. This is not the case with other sacrifices. Even if the flesh became tummy and the fats did not, he throws the blood as the blood permits the limbs on the altar. The Gemara says, "Zulik Rabinasan, Rabinasan Amar Yotzim Bezerika Balei Achila." The Gemara says that the Mishnah does not follow the opinion of Rabinasan, who says that one fulfills his obligation through the throwing of the blood of the Korban Pesach even without eating. My time, what's his source? Veshachta Yisrael Kol Kala Das Yisrael Ben Arba'im. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk says in Shmos Yudbeis Pasuk Vav, and all of the congregation of the assembly of Yisrael shall slaughter it in the afternoon. It, meaning even if it's the only Pesach bought, all fulfill their obligation with one act of throwing the blood, as is it possible for everyone to eat from it a kazais. Pshita da milsa nitma habasa v'murim kayamim zorek asadam alemurim. It's obvious that if the flesh became tummy and limbs did not, that he throws the blood for the limbs. And certainly if the limbs became tummy and the flesh did not, he throws the blood for the flesh. And we say limbs here, we're referring to the particular part of the animal that get placed on the mizbeach. Nitma habasa va'avda ha'mirum. The Gemara asks, if the flesh became tummy and the limbs were lost, what is the law, since they did not both become tummy, is valid? Alternatively, since they're neither available, it's invalid. Amar Simi, Hahen Kaima, Loi Kamoshi Nitma Habasa V'Avda Ha'emurim, Hu At Amma Koimetz Aif Hacha Zorek. Rav Simi answered that in a parallel braisa it taught that if the Shirayim became Tame or lost and the Mincha did not, he should still bring it. This is parallel to the above question, as we can therefore conclude that he should throw the blood. Amar Rebbe Tipate, Krebeleza, Debeleza Amma Afapisha Ein Shirayim. Rebbe rejects that, that price is not approved, and it follows the opinion of Rebbe Lezer, who said that it's valid even without Shirayim. Yesh Kaimet for Tumma Ovdin. The Gemara asks, public sacrifices that are bought when only the Kahanim are in a state of Tumma, can they be eaten in Tumma? Hech Avida, Shachta Oisai, Bale Mumim, Mazoka Oisai, Tumayim, we should say. How can the meat remain Tahor if the Kahanim are Tameh? If it was slaughtered by the blemished Kahanim and thrown by Tumayim, but it wasn't actually touched by them. Amar Rabbi Hila, V'habasa sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yechol, harei lo yiga boi tamei. V'habasa kolta yechol basa, harei yeshkan tahirim v'yochlu. Rabbi Hila answered that the Pasuk says in Vayikra Zayin, Pasuk Yutes, and the flesh that touches anything tamei shall not eat. This implies that if it was not touched by anyone tamei, as the tar blemished Kohanim slaughtered it, and as for the tahor flesh, any tar can eat it. It says in the Pasuk, we therefore see that tahor people may eat from it. Zera said that if the Pesach can be bought in Tumah and eaten in Tumah, so to hear it is as if it is bought in Tumah. V'yeda amma da'amma Rebbe heich avida ma'achashin masun loy lezroik k'mishu baba Tumah oi ma'achashin ilu ovar v'zorak hutsa k'mishu loy baba Tumah. The Gemara asked, where did Rebbe Zera say this? As Rebbe said, since we do not allow him to throw, it is as if it had been bought in Tumah. Alternatively, if he would have transgressed and thrown the blood, it would have been accepted. It's not as if it's brought in Tumah. Nishmeni min ador, da'am mir Rabbi Hoshea, v'nasa aroin es aroin ha-kodesh, aroin ha-kodivim v'le aroin ha-makrivim. The Gemara answers, learn it from the following. Hoshea said, he brings the Pasuk in Shmois Pek, Chofches, Pasuk Lamadches, and Aaron will carry the sin of Hekdesh. The Pasuk refers to the sin, the Tumah of the sacrifice, but not to those that bring it, means the Tumah of the Kahanim. Hifrish ben kravim liyochid la kravim nasibo ha kravim liyochid im yesh loy oimim loy havei leim lav im matirin loy lezroik et domoy av vazoa kurza. There's a difference between tumah in private and public sacrifices. For private sacrifices, if he has another animal to replace it, we require him to do so. If not, we don't permit him to throw the blood if it became tummy. If he transgressed and threw the blood, it's accepted. Ha kravim liyochid ben sheyesh loy ben sheein loy hutza. There's also a difference between those that bring private and public sacrifices. For those that are tummy that bring a private sacrifice, whether or not he has another animal to replace it, if he threw the blood, it's invalid. Hakrivim letzibo im yesh אם יש אומרים לו הווי ואם לאו, מתירים לו לזויק בתחילה. The public sacrifice is at a tome. If he has another to replace it, we require him to do so. If not, we permit him to throw its blood. המקריבים לציבור בין שיש לו, בין שאין לו, עובר וזורק, הולצה. For those who are tome that bring a public sacrifice, whether or not he has a replacement, if he transgressed and threw the blood, it's accepted. אמר בלוזה, מסניסה, בבר בתומה, בשער ראשון, אבל אם בר בתאווה, נתמה, אינו נאחר בתומה. בלוזה says that the Mishnah that taught that if they are brought in tumma, they may be eaten in tumma, refers to when they were tame before the slaughtering, but if not, it cannot be eaten in the state of tumma. Shachta b'tahara v'nitma ha-sibur yivak adam b'tahara v'al yoichal ha-basa b'tumma. If they slaughtered in the state of tahara and the congregation became tame, the blood must be thrown in tahara, but the meat cannot be eaten in tumma. V'bila v'shem Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Nathan hi Rabbi Nathan amar yotzim b'zi kevel le'achila. V'bila quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that this is authored by Rabbi Nathan, who said that one can fulfill his obligation by throwing without eating. Shachta b'tahara v'nitma hadam ha-tzibur yivak adam v'tumma v'al yoichal ha-basa v'tumma. If he slaughtered it in tahara and the blood became tummy, he throws the blood in tumma, but he cannot eat the flesh in tumma. Rabbi Yumiya v'shem Rabbi Yochanan mipnei maras ha-ayin shla yoimu v'inu pesach b'tahara v'nizak v'tumma. Rabbi Yumiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that this law is to prevent suspicion, as people will say that we saw the Pesach was brought in Tahara, but the blood was thrown in Tumah. Ma'ato le'yizak adam b'tumah, shlo yo'ime ra'inu Pesach shibaba Tahara v'nizak. If so, he should not throw the blood in Tumah, so that people shouldn't say that we saw the Pesach being brought in Tahara and the blood thrown in Tumah. Ha'sevich me'ma d'v'nosan hi m'y'd'v'nosan b'chayla v'zakein. We must conclude that this price is authored by Rubinosan. Rubinosan agrees that for the sacrifice to be valid, it must be slaughtered for one who is able to eat it. This excludes a sick or elderly person. Moedu Rabbi Nathan hi b'chabura shenitma oived shelahem shehen nedochim lepesach hasheini. Rabbi Nathan agrees that if the slaughterer became tamei, thereby making the flesh tamei while slaughtering, it may not be eaten and the group's sacrifice is postponed until Pesach Sheini. Moedu Rabbi Nathan b'chabura shenimtzet yibolet b'oira shehen nedochim lepesach sheini. Rabbi Nathan agrees that if a warp is found on the skin of the carbon, the group's sacrifice is postponed until Pesach Sheni. Chamesh chabura shinitarvu oiros pischeim v'nimtzas yibolet b'oira shel achas mehen kulo inyotzu l'beit ha-seiva u'paturim melasas Pesach Sheni. If the skins of the Pesach of five groups became mixed up and a wart was found on one of them, all of them are taken out to burn, but all of the groups are exempt from Pesach Sheni. Savi meima de Rabbi Nathan hi. The Gemara said earlier that the braisa is authored by Rabbi Nathan. Tipata de Yaakov v'metame v'safik keva tohaim. One could answer that, in fact, all agree to this braisa. It refers to a case when the congregation became tamei from keva tohaim, which means, literally means tumah of the deep, means a doubtful tumah caused by sources of tumah that cannot be verified. In such a case, the tzitz atones for the tumah and allows the sacrifice to be accepted, even though the flesh may not be eaten since the owner might be tamei. Ukurabi nosen, zoikas adam, akuntubi nosen, even if he was informed before the blood was thrown, he throws the blood. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, b'shem Rabbi Yeshua, kosav echad oimer, אַх בחור שור או בחור כסף או בחור עז וגיימה וכל זכר דוימה וזו הכהן את הדם על המזבח השם פסח או המועד והקטיר החילב לרח ניחוח להשם עד שיהיה שם או הבוסה לחילה או ימורים להקטיר. רבי יוחנן and רבי שמואל quoting Rishu said that one posuk says in Bamidbar Perek Yud Ches posuk Yud Zayin, for the firstborn ox or sheep or goat etc. you shall throw their blood and burn their fats. This implies that one only throws the blood when there are fats and flesh. Another pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Vav, and the kohen shall throw the blood upon the mizbech of Hashem at the entrance of the oil moed, and he shall burn the fat as a pleasant odor before Hashem. This implies, however, that one throws the blood even if there's only flesh to eat or only limbs, or mean fats to burn. Talan Taninan nitmu shereh nisafu shereh avdu shereh kemidas Rabbi Elezer kasheru or kemidas Rabbi Yeshua pasula shulai b'keisharis pasula b'shmo machshe. The Mishnah Menachos says that if the Shirayim became tamei, burnt or lost, according to Beleza it's valid and according to Beshua it's invalid. If the Koimetz was not sanctified in a temple kli, it's invalid. Rishmo says it's valid. If each time he burned half of his Koimetz, it's valid. And that is Beleza, im ein dam ein basa, afapisha ein basa yesh tam. Im ein Koimetz ein Shirayim, afapisha ein Shirayim yesh Koimetz. According to Beleza, if there's no blood, there's no flesh. Even if there's no flesh, there is blood. If there's no koimetz, there are no shirayim. Even if there are no shirayim, there is koimetz. Abdata de bishur, im ein dam, ein basa, im ein basa, ein dam, im ein koimetz, ein shirayim, im ein shirayim, ein koimetz. According to bishur, if there's no blood, there's no flesh. If there's no flesh, there's no blood. If there's no koimetz, there are no shirayim. If there are no shirayim, there's no koimetz. We have a sentence here that's taken out by some of the Mefarshim that says, Am Rubimana, Tipatek, Rubeleza, Rubeleza, Oma, Avapi, Shein, Shirayim, Yesh Koimetz. We continue, Am Rubyasa, Rubun, Rab, Rub Yochanan, Trehoin, Amrin, Maidu, Rishur, Shem, Ava, Vazor, Kathadam, Shehutza. Rub Yosef Rubun, quoting Rab, said, and Rub Yochanan said that it would be Yeshua, agrees that if he transgressed and threw the blood, it's accepted.